listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 1993.
Okay, now we can put the big-time radio voice back in the package and get on with this thing. Hi, this is Fred Volby with your National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 1993 in the Sheetrock Announce booth here. And we've got a bunch of different things we want to cover on this edition before we jump into Jerry Starr. First of all, got a call from Ken Chatterton last night out at the Publication Center, and he tells me that the new National Radio Club AM log is out. It is $16.95 U.S., $17.95 Canadian to members of the DX Audio Service or the National Radio Club. If you're a non-member, just a listener of the DX Audio Service, it's $19.95 U.S. and $20.95 U.S. To Europe, $27. To Latin America, $21. And everywhere else, it's $32. You can place your orders now, and the log will be shipping on Labor Day. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to swing it right into Jerry Starr with a look at AM Switch, and we'll be back with more DX stuff right after Jerry.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Our reference number is 314, and we start with the following call letter changes. 680 WEZI Memphis, Tennessee, changing to WOGY. On 760 WEND Brandon, Florida, becomes WBDN. 790 WHJX Brunswick, Georgia, becomes WPIQ. Interesting situation on 910 WRNL, Richmond, Virginia, has been bought by the owners of WRVA in Richmond. Under the duopoly rules, you can own more than one AM station in the same market now. And they're taking a cue from WLW in Cincinnati, who came up with WLWA and called it 550 WLW. Well, WRNL in Richmond, Virginia, is changing calls to WRVH. On the air, it will be called 910 WRVA. Of course, on the hour, they'll still have to give the legal call, which will be WRVH. 950 WKTS Sheboygan, Wisconsin, becomes WCNZ. 1050 WPBE Conyers, Georgia, changing to WPBS. 1130 WEDE Eden, North Carolina, changing to WCLW. On 1230, KDZA Pueblo, Colorado, becomes KKPC, and that is directly from the station. That is the official call there. There has been some confusion because the station on the air sometimes likes to call itself KPCC for Pueblo Community College, but the licensed call is KKPC. Also on 1230, new station in Terre Haute, Indiana, will be WBFX. Of course, WBOW used to be on 1230, then abandoned this frequency to move to 640, so the new station is WBFX on 1230. Also on 1230, KQIK Lakeview, Oregon becomes KRIT. 1340, KSEK Pittsburgh, Kansas becomes KPHN. 1390, WFBL Syracuse, New York. That call's been around for about a half a century in Syracuse. They're changing to WDCW. Two changes on 1400, WHIL Rayford, North Carolina becomes WMFA. And another call that had some confusion about it, WXBX in Buffalo, New York becomes WWWS, as in Sierra. The FCC itself and several other journals that get their information from the FCC all publish this call as WWWF, as in Frank. And of course, we picked up that mistake too because we get our information from the FCC, but that was incorrect. The call is WWWS. 1440 WPRD Winter Park, Florida becomes WWZN. And also on 1440 WBBC Blackstone, Virginia changing to WKLV. Looking at some grants to stations that are of interest to us, on 1060 KKVV Las Vegas, Nevada, this station becomes full-time by adding a mighty 43 watts at night. In your log, change their antenna to a U1. On 1090 WSOL, San German, Puerto Rico, changes their city of license to Mayagüez, Puerto Rico. Taking a look at otherness, on 560 KVOK, Kodiak, Alaska, this silent station has moved to a new transmitter site and is now back on the air. 730 WBBI, Madison, Alabama, silent station is now back on the air. 790 WPIQ, Brunswick, Georgia. We told you about their call letter change from WHJX. Well, that new call also means the station is now back on the air. 1160 WMLD, East Point, Georgia. The license for this station was canceled, and the call letters were deleted back in 1992 by the FCC. But this licensee evidently was successful in appealing this decision, and now the FCC shows WMLD as being granted an extension of time to build this new construction permit. So if you scratch that one out of your log, at least for the time being, you can put it back in. Also on 1160 WMVI, Mechanicville, New York, this station is silent, and its assets are going to be liquidated under Chapter 7 proceedings, so there's a possibility this station may be gone off the air for a long time and may be gone for good. 1170 KOHO Honolulu, Hawaii is silent. 1230 WBFX, we told you about the new station in Terre Haute, Indiana, taking over the frequency vacated when WBOW moved to 640. Interesting sidelight to this, the new station is also owned by WBOW under the duopoly rules, so they own both 640 and 1230 in Terre Haute. On 1260 KVSF in Santa Fe, New Mexico, this station is silent but is expected to return to the air in the fall or winter of this year following the completion of the construction of their studios. They had been simulcasting one of the FMs in town, but now they have just taken it off the air. 1280 WGTX, Dufuniak Springs, Florida is silent. 1290 KOIL, Omaha, Nebraska, this station went silent after a transmitter fire that we told you about last issue. They are expected to return soon as KKAR, which will move its programming here from its old frequency of 1180 kilohertz, where it's still presently operating. No word yet on the fate of the 1180 facility, but expect a call letter change in the near future here. But KKAR will be moving to the old KOIL facilities on 1290. 1340 WGAW, Gardner, Massachusetts, is silent, but is expected to return shortly, and when they do, they will simulcast WSRO in Marlboro on 1470. 1420 KRSR, Coos Bay, Oregon. This silent station is back on the air. 1430 WWNZ, Germantown, Tennessee, is silent. 1440 WWZN, Winter Park, Florida. This station is silent, but is expected to return to the air later this summer. 1470 WBUL, Shepherdsville, Kentucky. This station is silent. Now, normally, we wouldn't have even bothered you with this information since this station is on and off so many times over the past year or so. But this time, it has been noted by local monitors to be off for over 2 months, so it may be gone for a while now. Continue to watch this space. 1490 WJRB, Bradenton, Florida is silent, pending a sale, but will return. 1510 KROB, Robstown, Texas is silent. 1520 WTLN, Apopka, Florida, has a construction permit to move to 700 kilohertz, but that CP has been canceled, so it looks like WTLN will be staying on 1520. And also kind of an interesting sidelight here on 1520, WVOI in Toledo, Ohio, several reliable monitors report that this station has been heard over the past few months identifying as WJCM, standing for Jesus Christ Ministries. We haven't seen any official call letter change filed by WVOI, and as far as we can determine, WJCM is still assigned to the 960 station in Sebring, Florida. So we'd appreciate it if anybody in the Toledo area or the Sebring area can monitor these stations and confirm that WJCM is still the call in Sebring, and someone who can listen to WVOI on the hour for the legal ID and see what call letters they're using. Perhaps we can solve this mystery. And that will wrap it up for this edition of AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr. I'll see you in a month with more stuff from the wonderful world of AM broadcasting. Now with more stuff from the road, here's John Bowker.
And now Michigan. Hello again, everybody. This is John Bowker. All over the place. I'm sitting on the shores of Nottawa Lake, just about 20 minutes from Battle Creek, Michigan, and about 30 minutes from Spring Arbor, Michigan, home of Michigan's only K-Call. Come to think of it, Fred, I remember you're asking about this station here, but I don't remember you ever giving the answer, and now I'm not even sure quite what the question was you asked. So I won't give away the answer unless I just did, and, oh well, I'll leave that to you. There is a K-Call in Michigan, but I'm not going to tell you where it is. Say, a couple of months ago, I mentioned there was indeed a station on the air in Madison, Wisconsin, at 1070 on the dial, and WTSO, and that I promised I'd be getting it for the travelogue shortly. Well, I almost did. In fact, son John got it while he was passing through Madison recently.
Garden Centers and Alice's Herbs in Madison. The one you turn to for news, weather, and sports. AM 1070, WTSO Madison.
ABC News. I'm John Grimes. One of the legends of country music has died, ending a career that spanned a half century.
Remember that? Conway Twitty. Down in Branson, Missouri, where we had just come from, in fact. Well, now let's see. Last month we were able to get through the Eastern stations that broadcast at 1080 kilohertz, and today we're going to be delving into the Midwest and the Western states and the U.S. states for stations at 1080 on your dial. This is a U.S. clear channel frequency, so we can expect to find stations spread out pretty much all over the country without any obvious regions of no stations. What I mean is, you recall earlier that there are some channels on the AM dial where there's a strong Mexican or perhaps a couple of strong Canadian stations that mean there can't be any U.S. stations in that area, you know, especially at night. Well, we do have a few daytimers at 1080, actually, but they're signing off to protect other U.S. stations for the most part. So let's listen in and see what we got. As a matter of fact, you know, last month I was a little disappointed in the WOAP ID that we had from Owosso, Michigan, and since it's only about, well, we can pick it up right here. Let's tune in on it.
With a 70% chance of thunderstorms and a low 72. And Friday's outlook, partly cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms, high near 90.
I didn't say we picked it up well.
Currently, the official temperature is 75 degrees at Real Country, AM 1080, WOAP Owosso.
AM 1080, WOAP, Owosso.
All right, that's a little bit better. And now we'll really start in on the western part of our, midwestern part of our swing. We'll go down to Louisville, Kentucky for a real old one.
Good morning. WKLO.
Jack Crawford, KLO News.
Okay, we got another one from that era coming up in a minute, but here's an update. These are all at 1080 now, Louisville.
10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the CBS radio network.
AM 1080, WCII Louisville. When we're not doing the best sports on radio, we're giving you the greatest hits of all time, all the time. The solid gold classics on CII.
That brings up a second down and 15 situation for the Redskins.
Okay, now we come to a third one. This is the most recent one we have on tape from 1080 in Louisville.
7 WDJX FM and AM Louisville. It's just about 8 minutes until 6 o'clock. Happy Christmas Eve. This is Ann Avery, and I got music on the way from the Beach Boys. Also a Christmas tune from the Boss, the new one from the Bengals, and Current White with The Way You Love.
And we go back to the beginning just quickly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mark Elliott. WKLO. 10:30, the Big 1080. This is Ray Alert, and hey, Big Brother, headline request.
Remember back when they used to give the AM frequency, AM 1080, instead of 99.7? Is that what you said? Oh, boy. Last month, I mentioned that there was a jingle on one of the IDs, and we'd be hearing it again on the 1080 tape, and indeed, here it is. We go out to Northwest Indiana, NWI.
WNWI. It's 1 o'clock in Valparaiso and 79 degrees downtown at First Federal Savings and Loan, also Valparaiso. 90% chance of rain with thunderstorms for this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. Highs this afternoon will be in the low 70s, and lows tonight will be in the mid to upper 60s. Highs tomorrow in the low 70s. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon and continuing through tonight. The Indiana Extended Outlook for Wednesday through Thursday, for Friday rather, is calling for cooler temperatures with a chance of showers and thundershowers Wednesday and Thursday. Currently and officially here at the WNWI studios on the campuses of Valparaiso Technical Institute, 80 degrees.
1080 is what you're listening to. WNWI, Valparaiso, Indiana.
Okay, that 60-second cut in the jingle package given to WNWI is called a donut. That is, they start with something on the jingle, the girls sing, and then they just play sort of a vamp of the instruments, and the announcer reads the weather over it, and then it comes back with more from the girls. Yes, that's where the donut, you see, you talk through the hole. So be it. Oh, dear, I think we need some better music than that. We'll go out into Illinois now, north central part of Illinois.
I feel like making love.
It is coming up. up on 12 noon. You're listening to WPOK, WJEZ Pontiac. The latest world and national news from the CBS Radio Network comes your way, and then Roy Frankenhoff immediately follows.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The Supreme Court has rejected the argument of an all-male college that its exclusionary policy promotes educational diversity.
Okay, nice segue out of that music, didn't you think? I hate to hear such a nice song ruined that way. We'll stay now in Illinois, go a little bit south, down toward Edwardsville.
This is Right Radio 1080, WRYT, licensed to Edwardsville, Collinsville.
President Reagan leaves the nation's capital today.
My goodness, licensed too. What do you know about that? Red Oak, Iowa is next.
Jimmy, hometown stations, KOAK, KLRZ, Red Oak.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
Okay, Christopher. Let's go north, up into Northfield, Minnesota, 1080 on your dial.
That's Bill Medley and Jennifer Warrens on AM 1080 Stereo KYMN Northfield. Also back in that set, something new from Kenny Rogers. It's called I'll Be There For You. Moonlight Feels Right, Kim Classic from Starbuck, all in AM Stereo. Swap Shop is coming your way in 5 minutes. It's 10 o'clock. Here's news with NBC.
NBC Radio News.
Now down to Dallas. This is
a
biggie.
Cloudy, 60 degrees at News Radio 1080. Marshall Loeb talks about how to find the right neighborhood for your new home. Your dollars this morning at 1025 on News Radio 1080, KRLD, Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm Phil Adler at 7 o'clock.
With the 6th Fleet nearby, Libya denounces terrorism.
Oh, boy, I must have 20 or 30 IDs on tape from KRLD and WTIC. Those I consider the two biggies at 1080, but I know there are those who would argue that point. People in Northfield, Minnesota, and Price, Utah, and Coeur d'Alene, and the whole, and Portland, particularly Portland, Oregon, I guess, huh? Well, anyway, let's continue through. We'll go into the Upper Plains states now. And once again, John, I guess you just left your radio dial set at 1080, is that right? As you went from one place to another? Well, let's listen and see what you got.
Cloudy skies, a temperature of 57 degrees from Information Radio 1080. KDK, Langdon, Walhalla, Cavaliers, CBS News covers your world next. It's 1 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Dick Reeves. Any minute now, the White House is expected to announce compliance with a federal judge's order that a group of Haitians now held at...
And as you can tell, some days in the Upper Plains, the weather isn't as good as it is on other days. That's KNDK, in case you missed it, in Langdon, North Dakota. Okay, a quickie from Price, Utah.
U101 FM, KPRQ, KRPX, Price.
That's about as quick as you can get. Oh, well, we have two IDs to make up for that from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, right up in the northern part of the state of
You're
Idaho.
You're tuned to 1080 Radio, KVNI, Coeur d'Alene. Mutual News.
Mid-80s by Saturday. Lows expected mostly in the 50s. And right now, under sunny skies, we have 80 degrees in downtown Coeur d'Alene at News Source 1080, KVNI.
Okay, we're going to go on a slightly different route than we normally do in the travelogue. We'll go out to the coast now in Portland. Then we'll go up to Anchorage and make a big J figure around, well, you'll see where we go. Here's Portland, Oregon.
KWJJ, FM and AM, Portland.
It's 7 o'clock. Hi there. Craig Lockwood in with more of the Northwest best music coming right up. Wynonna Judd, Kenny and Dolly, also Alan Jackson, The Oaks, and Doug Stone coming up. And one great song after another.
99.5 KWJJ.
Okay, that's the FM call once again. Okay, we head north now out of Portland, a long ways, 5 days by motorhome, I find, to Anchorage, Alaska. We have the old and the new.
Listen. KANC Anchorage.
I shot Sheriff.
And the new.
Your favorite music 24 hours a day on AM 1080 KKSD.
Astronauts aboard the space shuttle Atlantis are gearing up for Tuesday's trip back to Earth. I'm Jim Hatcher on the Satellite News Network.
Okay. We're going to go down south to the most southern part of the United States. If you don't believe me, look it up in your Rand McNally, as they say. The call sign here is now well out of date. And I'm in the motorhome. I haven't been home now in 3 months. I won't be home for another 3 months. So I can't look up my old histories, and I don't know what the call sign here is. K-I-O question mark, I think. What do you think?
This is K-108 Radio, your people power station in Hawaii.
K-I-O-P.
All right.
Okay, K-108, it checks.
We're the Monterey Bay's news and information leader, KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey.
CNN Radio News. A new threat from the Middle East.
All right. As you can see, we went out to Honolulu, we came back into California, and we're going to wind up 1080 even further east, but down in the south. And this is about our newest ID. This one here is only a week or so old.
Somewhere, my love, Lawrence Welk and his orchestra. And, of course, Miss Helen O'Connell just before that. Our time right now is coming up on 8 o'clock in the morning, and you're listening to Live and Local KGVY, Green Valley and Tucson. The big band station, definitively. Yes, I might say that.
Well, 1080's been a fun channel to put together, and now comes the 1993 National Radio Club Convention in Enfield, Connecticut. And Ron Musco's given me the green light to put together some quizzes, verbal quizzes, for the convention. And I'm going to stand up in front and ask call letters, and you're going to tell me the cities that go with them and maybe frequencies and stuff. It sounds simple? Oh, you wait till you hear the questions. Some of them will be, of course. They're regionally balanced. You don't even have to memorize just the New England stations, all politically correct. And I've even got some prizes made up, a couple of prizes anyway. So the important thing is to get your reservations in quickly now. Now, at the last moment here, if you have a transportation problem getting from Bradley Field over to Enfield, or you know, I don't know if that's right, but something like that, if not having a car is getting in your way there the last few miles, be sure to tell the hotel you got that problem, and usually they can solve the problems for you. But if not, here's a phone number, 813-633-1427. And that's going to be in until about the 15th of August, maybe a day or so after that. I don't know how good they're going to be to us. But if you'll leave a message, leave your name twice, leave your phone number twice. It takes about a week to get a message that way. But let us know if you have a serious problem, and I'm going to try to get back to you and try to solve your problem. I don't know what I can do with a motorhome, but anyway, we'll give it a shot. Looking forward to seeing you there, and on the travelogue next month, we'll do 1090. So long for now.
Okay, John, we'll see you next month on the DX Audio Service. Sitting out here on the porch with a bottle of Snapple in my hand, I would like to remind our DX Audio Service listeners that if you'd like to send a tape of Top of the Hour ID to John Bowker, you can put it on a cassette and send it to John and Linda Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, at Post Office Box 1279, Valparaiso, that's V-A-L-P-A-R-A-I-S-O, Indiana, 46384. And remember to include about a minute before the Top of the Hour ID and about a minute after it, just so John can kind of hear what the station sounds like, what their programming is like. And we will welcome that to the collection. Of course, it always goes without saying that the stations, which are at the 1100 point and up, are going to be more valuable right now because, obviously, we're going to be getting close to those stations pretty soon. But above all, don't pass up some of those stations in your local area that are below 1100 because we will be coming around again and hitting those stations here on the DX Audio Service. So we desperately need to get as many as we can before they change a format on us or something. And speaking of changing of formats and stuff like that, I'd like to pass along Jerry Starr's address if you have some information on the station which may switch or do something. You might want to address it to Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, two R's, that's S-T-A-R to the second power, at WHOT Radio 4040 Simon, S-I-M-O-N, Road, Youngstown, Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-O-W-N, one word, Ohio, 44512. And Jerry will appreciate any information that you have on a local station or maybe a DX station that you happen to catch some information on. Call letter switches, format changes, whatever. Send it over to Jerry because it just kind of keeps the information flowing in the National Radio Club. Speaking of keeping the information flowing, let's drop over to the Musings from Members column where we don't screen our calls. And it shows. Here is our Musings from Members column for this month.
Hi, DX Audio Service members. This is Deb called back. It's July 1st. I know we don't usually do FMDX, but I had an unusual catch, and it's on tape, so I'm going to send it to someone that speaks Spanish. But in the meantime, I received a station on June 18th. It was about 8 o'clock, and I caught a phone call in the meantime, so I put the tape recorder on, but it was between 95 and 97 on the FM dial, I believe. I have it recorded. It is in Spanish. I wondered if anybody would happen to know what it was. Good work, Fred, and good DX, everybody. Bye.
Okay, and if anyone has expertise in the Spanish language, you might want to give a call to the Action Line and let Deb know where she can send a copy of her tape to, and maybe we can get this station ID'd for her.
Hi, DX Audio Service members. This is Marcy Scott calling from Watertown, Massachusetts, July 2nd at about 5:05 in the afternoon. We have a new AM format change here in Boston, although the station is the same, WMEX. It is now no longer simulcasting with WMJX FM, but is now, at least from 12 noon to 12 midnight, a Haitian format called Radio Concorde. They break in the middle of a song with the canned station break, WMEX Boston, very quickly, and then go right back into the song. All of it is in Creole. And they say that they are officially going to go on the, I guess they mentioned July 11th as the official opening day for the new station. So just wanted, I don't know what it is in the morning or when it's different things, but wanted to let everyone know about a new format change, at least part of the day, on MEX 1150. Happy July 4th and happy July. Bye-bye.
How you doing, Fred? This is Ernie for DX Audio After Dark number 4. Why doesn't somebody do something on jingles for all the jingle freaks out here? And how about something on the history of call letters, since John said he was going to do it at one time, but it never got onto it? It's a nice little idea. I forgot to mention it. Thanks a lot. I'll catch you later. Thanks for fixing the phone. Bye.
Okay, I don't know why our Action Line keeps attracting lightning like that, but every time the machine gets croaked, of course, we lose some of the calls, and it's a good thing it's covered under warranty. And how about you other members? Would you like to hear an After Dark 4 with one cassette being just jingles? Let us know how you feel about that. Tom Jackson, why don't you pick it up on the DX Audio Service?
All right. Hello out there, DXers everywhere. This is Tom Jackson from Sycamore, Illinois. And I just wanted to make a couple of fast comments here. I agree, Fred, with you on this. All these stations that use satellite programming, it is no fun really DXing anymore with me, because you hear so many of the, you can turn, switch around on the dial and hear the same music formats all over the place, and the local feeling just isn't there anymore. I definitely agree with you. And I wanted to ask your opinion. Why do you think AM stereo went the way it did? Remember back in the late 50s and when FM stereo came out, and there was a tremendous push for FM stereo, and there were, and they didn't only push it, but they would advertise and let you know where you could find radios with FM stereo. A lot of times when an AM station goes stereo, they will tell you they go stereo, but they will not tell you where to find a radio that will receive the stations in stereo. Thanks a lot, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Okay, Tom, and first of all, I'd say on the issue of satellite, I agree that a lot of these satellite stations sound very much alike and really lose a lot of their flavor and sound very bland to me. And, you know, from a money standpoint, stations aren't saving that much, because after looking at some rate structures on some of the radio networks that are out there, some of these satellite services, when you consider the expense and what it would cost to actually have an employee parked at the station, you're not really saving that much money for the quality of the broadcast. So I don't know. I don't think I would personally go satellite. I think I'd try to go the route of original programming through maybe a digital system or something. And as far as the AM stereo stereo. I think that the FCC basically dropped the ball on AM stereo in its early years and really put the kibosh to it. And because of that, manufacturers were very skeptical about the validity of stereo and didn't want to manufacture equipment. Look at what's happening right now. How many stereo receivers are there on the market? And it still remains, in my opinion, that the Sony SRF-A100 was the best AM stereo radio on the market. And then they took it off the market for a cheaper version, which didn't even perform as well as the SRF-A100. So be it. And Tom, we got something at the end of musings for you that I think you're going to enjoy.
This is Karen Gale for the DX Audio Service. Today is July 7th, and we have a major format change in the Atlanta market. WCNN, after about 5 days of nothing but the tomahawk chant for the Braves, it sounded like a crowd at a Braves game at a tomahawk chant. What they did was that, or comedy spots, or TV themes, or various other things. They began their all sports format. They call themselves the Fan. At, well, I don't know what time in the morning, but 5 or 6, I'd say, on June 29th. So thought we'd let you know that. Take care and happy DX.
Michael Friddle from Brooklyn, New York. Two items at this particular calling. Number one, to John Bowker, I'm not terribly sure that the 1120 signal in San Martin, or as it's pronounced, San Martin, California, is actually on the air. My mother doesn't live too far from there. I was out there last Christmas, and I didn't hear anything. But the real news is this. Excuse me. 1480 has changed yet again. This is now the, let me see, what day is this? We're working on the 8th of July. It's some ungodly hour, like 1 or 2 in the morning, when I ought to be sleeping. But the point is, they have changed again. They must have done it on Tuesday morning, and this is now coming up on Thursday. It's now Radio Korea, New York, at 1480. But I have not gotten a call letter out of them on the hour. They seem to be doing the Canadian bit. It's like, you know, they don't feel like they have to give call letters. I don't know. So I don't know if it's still ZRC or whatever. This is getting interesting around here. We'll get back out to you on that if there's any other changes. Meantime, as I said last month, and I'll say it again, stay cool and take her easy.
What do you think, John? Do it like the Canadians do? 1480, San Martin. Okay.
Hello, this is Deb Callback, Floodside in Des Moines, and it is the, I believe it's the 14th of July. You kind of lose track when you don't go to work. I would like to state that our WHO station down here has just done fabulous broadcasting of the flood situation, places to get water, places that are canceled, et cetera, et cetera. And KRNT, KIOA, since they're duopoly now, are raising money for the flood victims, and the TV stations have also done excellent coverage. And just for your information, I'm okay, so that's it from Des Moines.
Deb, it's real nice hearing from you, because so often something will happen in some part of the world where we have a subscriber, and we sit back and we wonder if that person is okay. And, you know, it goes without saying, even the kids pick up on it, because when the hurricane went through Florida, Connie was concerned about John Bowker and Tim Hendel and a few of the other members, which she knows lives in Florida, and just wonders if everything is okay. And we've even had calls from other subscribers just wondering if we've heard from somebody. So if you have some problem in your part of the country, why not give us a call on the action line and let us know that you're okay. And also, if there's some way that we can perhaps help you on your service, if you have a problem with mail delivery due to a disaster or something like that, give us a call on our office number, which is area code 419-228-4199, and let us know where we can reroute your mail, maybe to a relative or a friend or something, just so you don't miss your issue. issues of the DX audio service. And, of course, you can give us a call on the Action Line. It's area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day, and that's for DX audio service members only. And to Tom Jackson, get this. This is what we dug out of the archives just for you, pal. As Bill Drake would say, 20 years ago today, this is what was airing on FM radio.
Driving with FM is an open road. Listen to the things that mean the most to you. When you're driving with FM, they open up for you.
You're on your way in your new car, surrounded by the sounds you like best on your FM or stereo car radio. Make sure your new 73 has an FM radio, a fade-free, static-free FM or FM stereo car radio. Sounds so great, it's out of sight.
Driving with FM is an open road.
What do you think of that, Tom? Almost 20 years to the date, and I haven't heard anything like that for AM stereo. Over the past 10-plus years, I've not known of one ad like that that has been on the air. The only thing I've heard of is supposedly some stations are running a 60-second or a 30-second promo for AMAX, and to show you how bad it is, I don't know a single station that's running it that I can actually get a copy of it. So if any of you out there have any access to getting the AMAX promos which are running around, you might want to see if you can get us a copy here at the DX Audio Service, because I'd like to have it for my collection. Of course, we'd like to play it here on the service. So how about that? 20 years ago. Tom, you're fantastic bringing up a question like that here on the DX Audio Service. Let's do some news right now. And to show you that time is slipping away from us, from 25 years ago, from the June 15th, 1968 DX News, in a DX profile, a 28-year-old by the name of Jerry Starr reported that he had been a disc jockey at WHOT Radio and had been a disc jockey for 14 years. Jerry, I'm going to be hitting 40 on the 28th of July. Please don't send any black balloons, please. And you did my heart good by reading that. Under the new constitution, positions to the ANARC Executive Council do not need to be held only by club representatives who are appointed by the individual clubs. Anyone in the National Radio Club who is interested in running for an open position this fall should contact the National Radio Club club representative and council member, Paul Swearingen, for further information. Nominations will be due in September of 1993. From the convention side, via the ANARC update, word of the Popular Communications Worldwide Shortwave Listeners Conference, in conjunction with the Virginia Beach Ham Fest on October 2nd and 3rd, 1993. For more information on that, contact Harold Ort, O-R-T, at 76 North Broadway in Hicksville, New York, 11801. From DWM Enterprises at 1707 Northwest Avenue, Suite 103, Jackson, Michigan, 49202. Their telephone number is area 517-563-9022. Comes an announcement of their Tiny Tenna Active All-Band Antenna for $19.95. Now, Larry Miller reviewed it in the April 1993 Monitoring Times. DWM will send you a complete catalog of their products for a self-addressed stamped envelope. Don't forget that coming up over the Labor Day weekend will be the National Radio Club Convention, and what makes it special is it's the 60th anniversary of the National Radio Club, and contrary to popular statements, Ron Musco has not been tarred and feathered and will be your host for this year's convention, and it's going to be held September 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Hartley Hotel of Hartford, Springfield in Enfield, Connecticut. What kind of things are going to go on? Well, let me tell you, join us for a glorious weekend. Enjoy a hillbilly banquet. I'm trying to figure out what that is. On the patio, the National Radio Club auction, the quiz, the Find the Sticker contest. John Bowker, Mark Connolly, and Tony Fitzherbert will also do their thing, and the SWAT team will do theirs over in a corner. Now, the Hartley is located at 1 Bright Meadow Boulevard in Enfield, Connecticut, 06082. Now, that's at the corner of I-91 at U.S. Route 5. That's exit 49, I-91. one runs north and south between the Massachusetts Turnpike and I-90 and the Connecticut Turnpike, which is I-95. Now, they hardly has a shuttle bus between Bradley International Airport and in Windsor Locks, Connecticut, and the hotel. The telephone hotel number is area code 203-741-2211. The price of a single or double room is the same, $59 per night plus 6% state tax. Reservations must be made directly with the hotel. The National Radio Club Convention Committee will not be getting involved with any of the room registrations. A registration fee of $40, which includes the banquet, must be paid in advance. Checks payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated may be sent to the National Radio Club Convention Center, Post Office Box 118, Pequonic, P-O-Q-U-O-N-O-C-K, Connecticut, 06064. Monitoring Times Convention is going to be held October 15th through the 17th in Atlanta, Georgia. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope for more information to Post Office Box 98, Brasstown, North Carolina, 28902 for more information. And from Walt Breville, some information concerning a thing called Radio Fest. You'll have to find out what this is all about. It's going to be held August 4th through the 7th. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Jeff Aulick, A-U-L-I-K, at 1708. Parkview, all one word, Rockford, Illinois, 61107. From our DX Change, former member Dave Schneider, Box 35B, HC1, Wes Shokan, S-H-O-K-A-N, New York, 12494, called to say that he is in the process of acquiring a number of Raycal RA6790-GM receivers and refurbishing them for resale. Now, the first go for about $1,000, with National Radio Club DX Audio Service members getting the first chance for purchase. You can also call him at area code 914-657-6158 for more information. Now, Dave says that the Raycal is about the best DX machine that he has ever used. Clifford Schnaufer, S-C-H-N-A-U-F-F-E-R, at 444-1B Edgar Road in Elizabeth, New York, 07202-3344, wants to buy a 2-foot loop and a RF-FET loop booster, new or used. So if you have one for sale, contact Clifford. Bill Swiger at Rural Route 1, Box 142A in Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26630-9368, needs an assembly or owner's manual, copy or original, for a Dynakit Stereo 700 and a PAS number 2 preamplifier. So contact Bill if you've got that information. Also say hello to Bill. He's a great guy, was a host of one of our conventions for the National Radio Club, and one heck of a nice person. Have you had a problem in obtaining a verification from WWJZ 640 kilohertz from Mount Holly, New York, for their March 1st equipment test? Well, if you were one of those unlucky few, DXers who have heard the test are asked to send a copy of their report to Ron Musco, M-U-S-C-O, at the National Radio Club Post Office Box 118, Pequonic, Connecticut, 06064. Return postage is required, and Ron will attempt to obtain verifications for their equipment tests only. From Paul Swearingen comes notes of congratulations to Colonel Gene Paul Rust of Keller, Texas, on achieving 73 years of age and 61.5 years as a DXer since June of 1932. Congratulations. From the Executive Board, as the operations of the National Radio Club depends upon the voluntary contributions and labors of its members and editors, we would like to recognize some of these outstanding members each year. If you have any suggestions of members or editors that you feel deserve some recognition, please send us their names and your reason for suggesting them. Send them to Ken Chatterton, C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, U.S. And that's no later than August 5th, so please get them in as soon as possible. Well, that's all the time we have for some news and notes. If you have something to send to us, perhaps a DX change or a news item, put it on a card or a letter and send it to us here at the DX Audio Service. Our address is simply DX Audio Service, Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.